This is the House of Hockey podcast,
where we talk about the game and the lifestyle.
We've got opinions as hockey fans, friends, and from the female perspective.
Welcome to our house.
Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast. This is episode 175. That's kind of crazy to think about. The higher the numbers get, I still can't believe it. And I'm one of your hosts, Ray Ray. Breezy is still out on the podcast injured reserved list. No timetable yet for her return. We're hoping for playoffs. She'll make a return. Yes. But in the meantime, we've got Alma, who is here. She is a friend of Breezy's and mine. She's been a guest on the podcast once before. She's a super hockey fan, super knowledgeable. She loves Timo Meier. She's a Kings fan. She's wearing a Devils shirt. I'm gonna have you, Alma, just remind everybody briefly what your fan base player situation is again.
All right. Well, I'm Alma. Thank you for having me back. I was honored to be back. I love chatting hockey with you always, and Breezy. We have a group chat, so from time to time we chime in with just news, pictures, whatever it is. So I love you girls so much, so thank you for having me. But yes, I'm a Kings fan. My favorite player is Timo Meier, and I had a long week of Devils games, so I was like, you know what? I had the Devils shirt I didn't wear on vacation. I was like, oh, I'll wear it for the podcast. I want to be comfy.
And she sent me on this group chat, as Alma was just saying, she got another picture with Timo Meier. Tell me what you told me, or tell everybody what you told me.
So I'm always under the impression that, like, these players don't, I've always said they probably don't remember me. Why would they remember me? They won't recognize me. So I ran into him on Tuesday in San Jose, and he had missed the bus. So he was running late, and he was like, hi, how are you? You know, thank you for coming. And of course, I'm just there shocked. And the first thing out of my mouth is, can you sign my jersey? He's like, I'm running late, you know, whatever. So I was like, okay, at least I saw him. And then I saw him yesterday, and he's the one who told me, like, hey, sorry, I couldn't stop for you on Tuesday. So I was like, oh my gosh, he remembers me.
Oh my god, I think that's the coolest thing. Hockey players are the best.
They really are.
Did you get a puck from him too?
No, that was Adrian Kempe from the Kings, my favorite King.
Okay, I can't keep up. I'm so sorry. You're over here getting pucks out the wazoo, you and our other friend Chris, and I'm over here literally, Alma, last night I had a dream that I was at a game and a puck flew over the glass and I caught it with one hand and I was like, could not have been more excited. But then I woke up and realized it was just a dream and that's never going to happen for me in real life.
Oh no, I did post a puck from Anaheim, but nobody gave it to me. My friend's really cool with like the equipment people from like certain teams. So he was like, you want a puck? Go get one. You have to go get it during first intermission. So I got one. But the last one I got was from Adrian Kempe, and I'll give everybody a secret. Like, if you have to make a sign in their native language, and I feel like that's what's going to make you stand out more. So in their language, throw something like, hello, can you toss me a puck? Say please. And I swear it works all the time.
Now, that beats out the little kids on the glass?
Yes.
Okay. All right, yes, I'm going to have to try that. And my dog theory, like if they have a dog, I have to get the dog's name and bring a dog toy and do a swap. That's my other theory at the moment.
Yes. Yes, you have to test those out so then we could tell your audience, "Hey, this is what worked or this isn't what didn't work." Pointers, we're here about pointers. We don't gatekeep here. We help.
Exactly. We are here to help. We gotta get Ray a puck and everybody else. But yes. And if anybody else wants to know the schedule of like where you saw Timo was before the game walking over to the arena. So if anybody has any questions on like how do you meet the players before the games or like especially the away teams, you need to reach out to Alma on social media because she will tell you all the arenas she knows, and how to be friendly and kind and nice and get them to say hi to you.
I'll help you guys out for sure. But like, I'll mention my ick because it has something to do with this. So because I do pictures. I love getting pictures. I love getting my jersey signed, and they're for me, right? Like, it's for me. I'm not trying to sell them. Even if they want to throw my name on there, it's fine. It's for me to have. I feel like every autograph has a story. Every picture has a story. And sometimes I like looking back at it and being like, oh, this day, this happened or whatever, right? Like, obviously yesterday was going to always be special to me. But I have my biggest ick is there's a time and place to do it. And I feel like the players know, you know, they're going to get asked for pictures. They're going to get asked for autographs on the day of the game. Don't stake the hotel out a day before. I went to check in San Jose. It's 3:30 p.m. on a Monday. Game day is Tuesday. And there was 10 grown men outside of the hotel. They already had it barricaded, which San Jose has it barricaded, but on game days so that, you know, there's a barrier between the fans and the bus. But no, they had the barricade out there. They had it, you know, because there was 10 grown men there. And it's like, come on, guys, it's not even game day. Give these guys a break. Like, just don't do that, guys. Or if they're walking by, like I get it, Jack Hughes, everybody, you know, he's a hot commodity. Everybody wants that autograph. But if he kindly, politely says no, or whatever the case may be, don't chase them. Don't shove anything in their face, guys. Simply just ask them, hey, can I get a picture? They're more than likely to stop. But don't shove anything in their face. Also, I don't judge people. If you collect cards, if you sell autographs, that's on you guys. But please, if you're going to have them sign something, just take it out of whatever binder you have. There's these guys like shoving this big binder in their face, and they're just kind of like, no thanks or whatever. They are so turned off by that. Like, it's so simple to just be like, hey, a picture, hey, an autograph, hand them the item, and they're more than likely to do it for you. But that was my biggest ick from this weekend. I was like, come on, guys, it's not game day. Let these guys rest. The last thing they probably want to think about is hockey.
Yeah. I can't believe these grown men just trying to like make money with binders full, like don't care. They're just like, yeah, you can sell it online, but like how many, like these guys start to figure it out. Like if Timo Meier can remember you, and first of all, you are very memorable because you are very kind, and you do, you know, like go and support him across all the teams he's played for. So like that would be memorable, and that's something that he appreciates. But like, wouldn't they after a while just be like, no, dude, I'm not signing your picture ever. Like, just stop asking.
I saw that happen. Like, my friend's a big, Alex I a follow fan. So we went to see him when the Jets played the Sharks. So we're waiting there. And this guy told this other guy that was there with the big binder of cards, didn't I sign for you in Anaheim? Like, I signed for you already. And he was like, oh, yeah, but I'd be embarrassed. I would have left and just been like, you know what? Never mind. I can never show my face around here. People have no shame. So that's my biggest ick. Like I said, you know, you want pictures, you want autographs. They're more than likely to do it if you just ask politely and just hand them the item. Don't shove stuff in their face. Don't chase them down either. Just let them have their space.
I can't imagine. I mean, I'm willing to push a kid out of the way up at the glass for a puck, like if it's being directed to me, which it was. And, you know, that's bad fan etiquette, is like taking something that wasn't for you as well. But like, we don't have to talk about that again. But I agree with you. Like, grown men, come on. This is like that. We don't want to ruin it. Let's not ruin it for all the rest of us fans who are being polite and really just want a picture or an autograph of their with their favorite player. Like, come on.
Exactly.
I'm with you on this ick. This is icky ick for sure. Big ick. Can we talk about Jack Hughes though real quick? Because you brought him up and you were at the game where he got denied in the shootout goal. And then the Kings, it was the Kings, right? Who trolled him. That was like the Bailey, the mascot, had a sign that said, people pay to watch us win because Jack Hughes was on the record saying that people pay to watch me play. He was talking smack on the ice. And I made a video about that. And I got so much hate for that.
No way.
Like, people were like, he is great. Blah, blah, blah. And then they were like throwing facts out that were dated. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't even, people were so mad that I was saying he wasn't that good. I'm like,
look, I'll say this. I was at the game when he chirped because it was against the Kings in Jersey. So I saw that. I was there when he got, when he missed the penalty shot. And I was there yesterday. So I was like, I'm probably his bad luck. But
good. Keep it up.
Like, the only reason I even rock the Devils is because of Timo. As of recent, I like Nico Hischier too. I can care less for Jack Hughes. And I know I'm probably going to get crap from Devils fans, but from being like, I just like, he was just never a player I gravitated towards. I think like out of that little group of friends, the one that I did was Trevor Zegras, but I was never like big on Jack Hughes. And this is coming from a Kings fan. So when he chirped, I was like, and look, other teams, I get it. It's funny to chirp, but shit, the Kings should be the only ones to be able to chirp him for that because he tried to throw that at us. But playing devil's advocate here, I've gone to 3 Devils games this past week, and there is a lot of people that are there to see him. Like, I kid you not, maybe like 75% of the people on the glass for warmups for the Devils are wearing Jack Hughes stuff, but it's also girls, and it's also young tweens. So he's gotta calm down a little bit. He's great. I get it. He's good, but that's
it. That's as far as that agree goes. With you. I never really gravitated toward him either. It's the like, his personality edges on the line of like cocky instead of like confident. Like, it's a little more egotistical driven. And if that's, but I get it, like that plays a part right in your game. And in a super competitive sport like this, you know, you've got different players operate on different, you know, they're driven out of different motivations. And so that's his thing. And that's an ick for me. I'm like, ick, gross. Like, that does not make me like you anymore. That makes me like you a lot less. And the people are like, how could you argue? Look at his numbers. I'm like, okay, let me look at his numbers. Okay, yeah, he's doing good this season. But like, you know, do we remember his first season in the league? Yeah, go back and look at those numbers. And then like, so like calm down, like give the kid a little more time. And like, he will be, could possibly be one of the great players. But yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like the people that get very defensive about him are like the Devils fans, because I did see people online like getting all upset over like the Ducks, you know, chirping that. That was a great stop by Dostal. You can't take that away from him. Like, that game was the Devils' game to win. Like, if you really think about it, you look at everything, I believe they were projected to win. But you can't take away from a great goaltender, and that was a great goaltending stop. So I was like, you know what? I'm there in Devil's gear, but whoa, that was awesome. You got to respect the game. So you see, you know, the Ducks social media having fun with it, and, you know, the Devils fans are up in arms about it. And I was like, guys, it's a joke. We are allowed to joke about this kind of stuff. It's funny. Yes. People do pay to watch him play. Yes, we get it, but we are allowed to make fun too. It's funny. It's not that serious, guys.
Oh no, the Devils fans are very, it's all serious. Everything is serious to them, and it's only okay if they make a joke. They have to be the one to make the joke.
That's true.
I mean,
I love them, but that's true. That's the golden child of the NHL right now, I believe.
I love it. You know who else is a golden child or a glorious child of the NHL is Matt Rempe.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I woke up to the Revo fight, and my reactions were all over the place, just like they always are. I was like, oh, it happened. I was like, yes. And then I was like, oh no, Rempe is so banged up right now. I'm like, does his hand even work? Are there even solid bones in his hand to throw a punch. I'm like, oh no, he's hitting the helmet of Reeves. Oh my God. This was like a nervous wreck watching it.
I love that kind of stuff. I'm always one, if there's a fight, yeah. I'm the first one up, like just, yeah, hit him, whatever. I love it. This is what I love about hockey. And I have a feeling that people who hate on him is only because either he hurt somebody on your team or he's not on your team. Like, I'm here for this kind of stuff. I love this. I want more of it. But yeah, the dude is banged up. Have you seen his eye? Like, I don't even think he can open it. Like, I'm just like, I look at his face and I'm like, bro, like, it's okay. You've made your mark on the NHL. We get it. You can calm down for a little bit. Let the face rest for a little bit.
Like, let's hold on to it for playoffs, okay? Like, let's get you in playoff ready shape, all right? Like, you fought Revo, the big man in the, you know, maybe Patty Maroon. I don't know if they have the Wild on their schedule for the rest of the season, but, you know, okay, we're done now. I need you to, his face looks like the guy from Goonies, like the, like the monster guy from Goonies. I was like, he's got to take it easy, man, you know, but he's so big. Like, seeing him against Revo, even like Revo's a big guy, but like, he's just, Rempe is massive. But I just love his energy and his vibe. And he's like, I'm just having fun. I think it's great. Like, he's a happy guy and like, he knows his role and it's so great to see. And people are so pissed off at him too. Like, oh yeah, this guy's injuring everybody. Like you said, because of his height and his build, like when he has clean hits, he's going to start injuring people like he did with, Lebushkin. Did I say that right? I don't know how to say names right.
I think you got it right. Yeah.
Okay. So he got injured in the game, which, you know, wasn't great for the Leafs because they had literally just traded for him. So that kind of sucked, but also that's going to happen. And I think this is what we've, like, I talk about with so many people, like, the game is changing, right? We hear this all the time and it's so annoying, right? Smaller, faster, quicker, skilled, but you still have Matt Rempes of the world who are coming in who are still skilled, but are massive, and they're going to take people out and like, not intentionally necessarily. And like, what are you supposed to say to Rempe? Like, oh, slow down. Don't finish the hit. Like, no, that's not what hockey is, you know?
No. And I mean, like I said, everybody's up in arms because, oh, he's hurting everybody. Like you said, it's going to be tough for him because he's huge. Huge guy. But I also feel like I'm in no shape or form a Rangers fan, especially as of late that I go to New York rocking any Devils gear. They don't like me. I don't like them. It's a mutual understanding. But and a lot of people say, you know, hockey's not like basketball, that one player, you know, it's not going to change it's not going to change everything, but it does change the chemistry. It does change the dynamic on the team. Having somebody there, you know that he's going to respond for your guys. You have a backbone there where a lot of teams like mine, my Kings, we're not a big squad. We're not a lot of big boys and we get pushed around a lot. So to have one player that, you know what, you're going to push one of my guys. That's who you're going to have to deal with. Like, good for the Rangers. Like, they're on a hot streak. And then you go ahead and you add this kind of stuff. Like, I have Ranger friends and they are so hyped to just sit and watch their team every single night, because now it's not only we're playing to win. Now it's like, oh shit, let's see what he's going to do today. Is he going to get in a fight? So good for them. Good for the sport. I'm here for it.
I am too. Something I don't think I'm here for and wish I could get some more clarification on, though, is that same game. I think it was the same game where the Rangers Leafs game, but I'm not sure. I have to double check. But the coach, Sheldon Keefe, got kicked out at the end of the game because he was not arguing. He was questioning a call on Mitch Marner for tripping. And the ref booted him out of the game. And he was like, what? Are you serious? Like, he was calm. He was asking a question to the ref or the linesman. And the linesman was like, nah, get out. And he's like, are you joking right now? Like, I'm just trying to have a conversation with you. And they booted him. And I'm like, okay, that's like, come on. You've got people who are going to be screaming in your face, like my favorite John Tortorella or something. Yeah, you boot him. Like, boot him. Sure. You know, I'm like, what is that call? What is that about?
I feel like it was actually against Vegas, but
it was the Vegas
you
want
to see.
Good.
Yeah, you want to see that kind of, at least I want to see passion like that from my coaches. If you feel like a call went wrong, I want to see my coaches get vocal. I want to see him being like, hey, why this, why that, especially right now. Not to say that the games before didn't count, but right now everybody's fighting for a playoff push. Everybody, mm-hmm. even the Devils that aren't in it, they are fighting for dear life, because it's not how you got in there. It's just get in and win. So these kind of calls, you know, you're going to question them. But I feel this is one more thing about the NHL. It's like we fix one thing and then we shit the bed on the other. It's like stay consistent with this kind of call. If you're going to start kicking coaches out because right. they're questioning a call, then it's got to be all across the board. And I don't yep. even think, like you said, we've seen coaches do worse. And nothing happens. And he's literally, because I saw the video right yeah. before we logged on, he's just questioning it. May he had raised his voice? Maybe, but it's loud in there. Of course you're going to raise your voice. But I didn't see anything wrong with him questioning mm-hmm. it. Because even the announcers were like, wait, like, you know, Marner hits him. I don't even think Marner trips him. I think he hits him on the knee. So, yes, it's questionable. But I saw that too. And then the fine of, what, $25,000? Like, are you kidding me? Again, I've seen coaches do worse and get nothing.
Yeah, it's the inconsistencies of the calls that are like, what? How does this all of a sudden start happening? Do you know who else? I need your thoughts on this because I can't figure out what's going on. Everybody in the NHL's least favorite player, Nick Cousins, maybe I should rephrase that. Most punchable player, Nick Cousins. You saw this clip when Florida was playing Buffalo. Cousins gets hit and he falls down and he's like laying on the ground in the fetal position for like 2 seconds. And then all of a sudden he jumps up and tries to get back into the scrum. Did he fake it? Did he fake getting hurt?
I think he busted a soccer move. Sorry to soccer fans, yeah. but this is the reason why I can't really get into it, because of stuff like that. Okay. Like I seen him, I laughed and then I rewatched it and I'm like, are you kidding me? He didn't get the call. He sees everybody fight. And he just jolts up like my dog when I'm going to give her a snack. He just jolts up and starts getting in the scrum. I'm like, so you weren't hurt. And I feel yeah. stuff like that you should punish that he embellished for embellishment. That should be an embellishment call
yes.
because clearly he didn't get his way. And then all of a sudden he miraculously wants to go fight. I'm like, it's no wonder people don't like you, dude.
evidence, proof, timeline right there. All there for Nick Cousins. Like,
exactly.
I couldn't believe that.
Me either. I'm like, I only see this in soccer. What are you doing?
And basketball.
Oh, now. Yeah.
I'm like, I can't. I don't have the patience for that. This is why I don't watch either of those sports either. I'm like.
Me either. Sorry, guys, if you guys are a fan of it. I just can't. Like, as hockey fans, I feel like we see our guys get hit, you know, cut up, they get stitched up and they're back out there. They get a puck to the face, they knock their teeth out, they just pick them up and they're back out there. So for a sport like that, I'm like, everything else to me is like, you guys, come on, stop being weenies. You guys could do this.
Stop being weenies. I love it. It's true. Somebody else that we have to talk about that's happening and making news right now is the Washington Capitals. They put forward Evgeny Kuznetsov on waivers, and then he cleared them, and he wasn't claimed by any of the other teams in the league, and mm-hmm. so he's going down to Hershey of the AHL. I'm really intrigued by this. I mean, I don't follow the Capitals very closely, but it certainly seems like they are like done with him. I think there's a year left on his contract. They've had a lot of challenges with him throughout the contract they've had him with. They've wanted to try to trade him. It didn't go anywhere for various reasons that I don't know. But nobody's going to pick him up, or are they waiting to the trade deadline to see what's happening? I mean, he did also just come out of the player assistance program. So I'm not sure if that's got people sort of waiting to see what's going on, but he's still a pretty talented player, could possibly be an asset, but I don't know what his like personality off ice challenges are. So
with that, I feel obviously like, you know, on social media, social media is a double-edged sword sometimes. You know, you see that kind of stuff, and obviously the first thing everybody pops up is like, well, nobody claimed him because he probably went back to, you know, fell back into his old ways, and that's the, you know, that's the talk around I hate calling it X, I still call it Twitter.
So
that's
do I
talk Twitter. Around, you know, that's the talk around Twitter, and it if that's the case, that's it's very sad. Yeah. And I feel like, yeah, they do. I mean, I don't know to what extent the program offers, but I feel like there's still such a big stigma around men and mental health. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's still a big, you know, a big stigma. It's still very taboo. I know now, you know, more people are open about it, but even what is it with Laine? You see on Twitter people making fun of it, you know, and. We don't know if these players, you know, after a game, you know, they're searching their names and seeing what's being said. But since it's still being talked about or not, I don't know. It's just, it makes me sad to think if that's the reason why nobody is claiming him, that there's no more that they could do for them. It's just, it's so sad. And then people don't realize that if it is a drug problem, they can get help, but because of the status, you know, they're pro athletes, that stuff, it's just, it's practically just handed to them on a silver platter at times, or it's at their, you know, it's at their call, a phone call away, and that's just so sad. And I really hope it's not like that. I really hope it's just something that they just couldn't come to terms with, or hey, I don't know how the Caps are doing, or hey, we're on a playoff push, it's just, you're not gonna help us, let's just get rid of you. I don't know, but I really hope for the best. And it always makes me sad when people make fun of stuff like that, or when people try to downplay these guys' mental health, because yeah, we watch them, we expect them to win, we expect them to be at 100%, but we don't know what their mental is. We don't know how hard they take it after a game, if they go on a losing streak, or even coaches that, you know, get fired. We're like, yeah, our coach got fired, or fire him. But we don't know what these guys go through. Like,
yeah,
we have to just take a step back and, you know, stop and think and realize at the end of the day, they're human too. Yes, we idolize them. Yes, we love them. Yes, we hold them to a higher standard, but they're people.
They are. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think making fun of anybody for, you know, deciding to go into the player assistance program should even be on the table. And those people on the internet who are making fun of them are probably the ones who need the help themselves, you know? And I mean, we did just call them weenies, but I feel like that was in context, and I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about something a little different. But they do, like, there's a lot happening, and we don't know what they deal with their injuries and all of the things that they have going on. And the dynamics of the team and the pressure, and yeah, they're professionals and they're paid for it and they know that, but still, like you said, they're humans, and not everybody is invincible. And I think we've seen a lot more players, I would say in the last couple years, maybe a lot more are being public about entering the player assistance program, and there's a lot less league stigma, at least, around it. And it's a lot more public. I feel like we're seeing more players take the time to go do that and take care of themselves. So that's a positive.
Yeah, and they should, because I mean, look at us. If we're stressed out about something, We can take a mental health day or just be like, you know what, I'm just going to shut something off because I just want to rest. They don't have that. Their schedule, like I touched base with you where I was like, oh my gosh, Ray Ray, I literally heard the bus leave at 9:45. It's now 12:30 and they are back. Like, how do you leave, get ready, do a morning skate, you know, go have breakfast, come back. And they're on such a tight, demanding schedule that I'm like, I can only imagine wanting a day off and not being able to have the luxury to say, I'm just not going to show up to practice. I'm not feeling it.
Right. And then you've got those grown ass men with the binder shoving it in their face, asking for an autograph,
exactly.
Trying to make a buck. Like, really? I mean, I'm sure if I was having a bad day, I don't know that I'd be able to keep my emotions in check, you know, and be like, no, sorry, not today. You know, I mean, yeah, a lot of credit to the boys that we love. The other big topic that's on everyone's mind and everybody's feed is the trade deadline. It is happening Friday, March 8th. Calgary really kicked it off with Elias Lindholm. They sent him to Vancouver. The Jets have traded for Sean Monahan. Forgive me, you guys. I don't always get the names right. Obviously, we know that. You'll figure out who I'm talking about. The Flames also traded Chris Tanev to the Stars, which that was an interesting and exciting move for the Stars to really try to amp up for the playoffs. The Leafs, like I said, traded for Ilya Lyubushkin. Did I say it right again? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You're doing Anaheim. Well with the names. You're doing well.
Girl, that is not my strong suit. And that, I think, adds to the charm of what we do here. there's two other defensemen that are available that are of interest, which would be Matt Dumba and Tyson Barrie. I haven't really seen a whole lot more. I mean, I scrolled through some articles from Emily Kaplan on ESPN, just looking at who's available. And there's so much like up in the air that I don't want to get too in the weeds with it because it's not what we do. But that's just a little bit of what's already happened. And sort of everybody's just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen by the end of the week. Is there anybody that you're keeping an eye on in particular?
Well, I think this whole, you know, everything after the All-Star break, it starts to be, oh, trade deadline's next, you know, it's coming up. But, you know, you were hearing rumblings of, oh, you know, the Preds, they might be sellers or this mm-hmm. team. And all of a sudden, now you have the Preds in a wild card spot. So now they're no longer sellers. So it's like everything's just all over the place. Because, again, I live for this kind of stuff where, like, hockey is so competitive where it's just like 4 points are a difference between whether yeah. you make it to the playoffs or you just don't, because the wild card, it's so exciting. So I've been hearing that I have been keeping an eye on, and you know, for my girl Breezy too, is Tyler Toffoli. So the Devils right now
really?
Are not in a play. Yeah. So the Devils are not in a playoff spot. And they had said, you know, after this California leg of their schedule, like if they're out of the playoffs, it's going to come down to, are they just going to sell or are they going to, what is it that they're going to do? But as of yesterday or no, as of, I think Thursday, I had seen that Vegas and Edmonton were the front runners or were in talks for Tyler Toffoli. And yesterday I got some inside news that the Kings might be in on Tyler Toffoli. So when I heard that, I was like, I gotta tell my girl Breezy, bring our boy back home. So I don't know. That's just the talks. I don't know. I don't even know what the Devils are going to do either. As far as the Kings go, I've been very vocal about, I really hope they kind of just stay put. Yeah, we've had injuries, but it's got to be the next man up. We have so much talent in our younger, you know, in our minor league that I don't want to give up so much to get rental players. I feel like my team is good. So right now, the name that just sticks out to me is Tyler. Like, bring him home.
He's I love
doing
it.
So He's doing so well, you know, like it hurt me when they traded him away. I know it hurt Breezy too. And he's just like doing so well. I believe as of like sometime last week, he was like the top goal scorer for the Devils. So I was like, you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm going to keep a close eye on that. But
yeah.
I do love trade deadline because sometimes teams just surprise you.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for the surprises because I just don't know what is going to happen. I don't expect the Blackhawks to do a whole lot. I don't think they've got room for like one player, but I don't think they're not looking for short-term rental. Mm-hmm. So if they bring anybody in, it would be to test out how the dynamic goes with our core. Plus, we still have like 20 people on the injured reserved list. So you can't really like...
You can't do much with that.
And this isn't the time to do that unless somebody comes available that's going to be willing to sign something long term. But I don't anticipate my team doing a whole lot. But yep, we'll keep our eyes peeled and have shocking reactions. I know, because like after that, then it's like every game counts for a lot of these teams. It's like it's basically playoffs at that point. Mm-hmm. Did you see this, that Connor Bedard, is leading jersey sales right now?
Yes. And that... It made me so happy for you because I was like, oh my gosh, he's one of the fewer younger guys that I feel like he's going to be so much fun to watch for years to come. And he is very like, for such a young guy, anytime they interview him, he is so poised. He is so polite. He is so collected. Like, I just saw, like, a Spin Chick that's video and, you know, business trying to mess around with him. And he's polite, but he's just very, you know, to himself. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, look at what a difference that, oh, people will pay to watch me play, you know. Mm-hmm. And that makes me so happy. And I always love to see the young guys just thrive, you know. I love it.
He's got so much of the Sidney Crosby like professional element of him. Like, he's kind, he's polite, he's like answers questions. There was one clip of Connor Bedard's, they used some word he had never heard of, and he was like, I don't know what that word means. Like, I don't remember what it was, but he was like, yeah, I don't know what that means. And just like is honest and will give you a little bit, still gives a little bit of the scripted Sid answers too, but we'll give a little bit more than that if you ask him the right things. But I have to say that I saw this personally when I went and did the Rangers Devils back-to-back games. Everybody's wearing Connor Bedard jerseys, Blackhawks fans. Everybody is wearing Bedard jerseys, nothing else. There was like only like way vets, like Stan Mikita jerseys, maybe. Like, there were no, I didn't see any other player. Like, nobody's wearing a Seth Jones jersey, you know, like, I don't think anybody's going to commit to a Foligno jersey just yet, you know, because he's at the end. And, you know, I mean, I love Foligno, but I don't know that I would get a Foligno jersey. But now I'm like, well, I better get a Bedard jersey now before Fanatics takes over, because we saw what happened in baseball. Professional baseball players are wearing see-through pants right now because Fanatics didn't do whatever, and they're like trying to pass the buck. Fanatics just like posted something saying, like, the CEO was like, we're doing everything we're told. I'm like, you got players out there with see-through pants.
It is so bad. I am so scared. It's so funny you touched on this, because I was just, I had this conversation with my dad, and I was like, I had my Stadium Series jersey yesterday. I got that signed too. He's so sweet. But I had it tied around my waist, and I just happened to sit down, and I was like, oh, wait, let me take my jersey off. I'm going to look really dumb cheering for the Kings with the Devil's jersey around my waist. So I go to take it off, and I sat down for a split second. Well, there went the number. It's all smashed together. They are so thin. And I was like, well, this jersey is getting framed because the number and the logo's ruined. It is so poor quality. And it really sucks that this is something we're going to have to deal with for 10 years. And it's not just the jerseys, Ray Ray. It is just everything. Like, right now I'm wearing like a vintage Devil's t-shirt that probably got washed like 50 times before they sold it to me, and it's still in better condition than a Fanatics shirt. I bought a jersey, okay? I am very anal about how I wash my stuff. I am careful. I will not dry, whatever. I washed my jersey once, and I'm gonna wear it for a PJ because the paint is no longer there. It looks like I washed it a million times. I'm like, this is gross. And then the neck is like all deep V neck after one wash. I am like, no, $45 for this. No, mm-mm. It was a shame on me for even purchasing it, but it is so bad. It is so, so bad. And I'm not looking forward to it. I'm bummed out because I love collecting jerseys. And I'm like, it's gross.
It is. So moral of the story is get your jerseys now before the end of the season of any of your favorite players ever before Fanatics takes over. The other players in the top of most jerseys sold was Jack Hughes was second, had the second mm-hmm. highest selling jersey. Artemi Panarin, Austin Matthews, and Mika Zibanejad. And the other interesting thing that was noted about this was that Connor Bedard's jersey sold a lot, and he didn't play in any of the outdoor games. All of those other players, except for Austin Matthews, played in an outdoor series game. And those usually increase like the sales of the players, mm-hmm. right? Like if they have also a specialty jersey. So Jack Hughes's numbers aren't exactly accurate. So everybody just like on the Jack Hughes, calm down, okay? Only because you had the option to get a specialty jersey with his name on it. Maybe that's what I should do. No, but then it's going to be the shitty jersey at the outdoor game.
Yeah, I would definitely go for an Adidas one right now. And if he does have, and if they, because you guys do have an outdoor game, right?
Yeah.
And if that one is, if you're going to go ahead and be like, you know what? I like it. I'm going to buy it. But at least you'll have a nice, very authentic Bedard jersey. Yeah.
Christ. It's so complicated being a hockey fan.
Oh, it is. It really is.
Well, there's a lot of things that we think about and care about. And I think people underestimate us. And anyway, the PWHL, Professional Women's Hockey League, they announced their playoff format. And they've done this like choose your own adventure style. Do you remember those books?
Mm-hmm.
Where you like picked where you wanted to go. It feels like that's what's happening here. That they're okay. So there's of six teams in the league. So the top four teams will get to choose. Wait, let me read this. Four teams will earn playoff spots, with the highest ranked team gets the opportunity to select its opponent for the first round of the playoffs. So they can either pick the number three or the number four seed. And then the number two seed will play whatever opponent is not picked. So you get to like pick who you want to play. And then what if you pick wrong? I would be a wreck if I was the coach for this, like trying to decide which team are we going to pick. And then if you lose and you chose to play them, oh my God, I would be so intense. But I think it's a fun thing to do for this first season where there's only six teams so far and there's only going to be four teams. And I think it makes it a little more invested as opposed for the fans, as opposed to just like, okay, well, there's four teams, so you have to play this one. So what do you think about this playoff format?
Well, I'm glad they actually went ahead and did it, because I know this format got teased around baseball like a couple of seasons ago, where they were like, oh, it was just in talks. Nothing came of it. They went a different route. But when I saw this, I was like, oh my gosh, it's finally going to happen. Because obviously the team that's going to choose, they're going to choose the logic, right? They're going to choose the lower seeded team. And then if the lower seed team ends up beating them, then that's going to be such a good underdog story. So I am like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so much fun to watch. And I am so glad that people are talking about the women's league. Like, it makes me so happy because just as women in sports, just as just women in general, and they're growing the game and people were so invested in it, it makes me so happy. Like, we're heading in the women's division, at least we're heading in the right direction. And I'm so happy and I'm so excited to watch.
I am too. I saw Anson Carter was wearing a PWHL sweatshirt on the TNT broadcast during one of the intermissions. And I was like, yes, this is like, this is what it all needs and is about. And it's so exciting to see little bits of it. I'm actually going to a game. Look at your puppy.
Yeah, she wants to make an appearance. Say hi, Lana.
Oh, hi. Oh, she was sleeping. We woke her up. She's waking up. So cute. I'm going to my first PWHL game. I'm so excited. I can't even say it. On Sunday. I'm going Sunday to Boston.
Oh, so, nice. Oh my gosh. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Whatever gear they have, you have to get or get something that says something. Inaugural season, because this is something you definitely want to remember.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I'll see maybe like a puck, or I'll see what kind of gear they have. I don't know. I do think I need something from the season, even though they don't have team names, because that'll probably be like really cool one day to have like the original, like just PWHL Boston without the team name. So we'll see what they have. But what do I wear there?
You don't have anything with just like the plain NHL logo, but then I was like, no, then that's the women's league.
I don't have like a Team USA or anything like that.
That was going to be my next thing. What about Team USA? I would say you can't go wrong wearing all black once you get to the stadium. If you see like a cap, a beanie, something, then you go ahead and you throw it on and you're in all black. So you got to play it safe.
Okay. Thank you. By the way, these are real conversations that Alma and myself and Breezy have had. Like, what do I wear to the game? What do you think of this outfit? I think when I purchased some clothes, I sent a 5-minute video to Alma, like, which size? Do you like this one or do you like this one? And how do I wear this? And what do I wear this with? So you're getting a little inside look into our friendship.
For sure. Even the jerseys. Remember that I was like, no, this one is this size. If you want to do this, do that. So if you guys need any advice, come to us. We got you.
We got you. And I will probably just send you to Alma, because I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember what I ordered. I asked Alma. I was like, what is this 48 size? I don't know what this means. So now I do. Thanks to Alma. All right. Who is your hunk or lady of the week? Hockey lady of the week.
You already know who I'm going to pick. I'm going to have to pick my boy Timo, because what is it? Oh my gosh, we're already a week. It's already Monday. It's been a week. So Tuesday was his return back to San Jose, and that was very emotional to be there for. And I can tell emotions were running high, and he kept it together. He had a goal that ended up getting waved off because it was offsides, but it could have been a goal, two assists, and it was just a very emotional night. And San Jose really showed out for him. There were a lot of fans there, more than normal, because I know they're not doing very well, so they're not filling up that arena. But everybody there had on their Sharks Timo jerseys, and he just got a warm welcome back. And he had a goal against the Ducks, and he had a goal against the Kings. So he had himself a good California leg of the trip. So that's my hunk of the week.
Okay, I'm torn. I was going to say Mitch Marner, because he had that like fake goal, like breakaway. He like looked like he was going to shoot, and then he stopped and he did like a backhanded pass and totally faked out the goalie. But I also, it kind of makes me a little ick. I'm like, I don't know if I like that move. It feels a little sneaky to me, but I mean, it worked. But also, I don't know if I'm a big fan of that like sneaky move. So I'm going to just say Anson Carter for rocking a PWHL sweatshirt on the broadcast, giving the women some love on a big platform in a big way, and bringing attention. So that's it.
I like that. I like that. Good choice. Good choice.
Yeah, I was feeling torn this week. I wasn't quite sure which direction I wanted to go. So. All right, stay tuned for trade deadline. Gird your loins, be ready, prepare yourself mentally and emotionally, be prepared for what may come this week.
I'm excited. Thank you all for being here. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm like, are my Kings really going to do something? What's going to happen? It's just, it's that exciting, nervous feeling, so I'm kind of ready for it, but I definitely don't sleep on Friday because I am refreshing my phone all day, so I'm excited to do that. But I just can't thank you enough for asking me to be a guest. Oh. I love talking hockey with you guys. I love it.
Me too. I love having you. I know everybody listening does too. I love hearing your adventures and your experiences and all your advice. I'll link your socials in the show notes so people can DM you with all their Jersey fan, how to approach a player strategy. You could do like a whole course on this and start selling it, Alma.
I got you guys. Meeting Players 101.
Exactly. Sign up for Alma's special class. She's teaching it live. It's only $49.99.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.